Good morning, everyone. I hope you guys had a really wonderful Thanksgiving with your families. A couple weeks ago, a few of the elementary students, they caught me after Mass, and there was a couple of them, they were just very distraught. And this was a couple weeks ago, mind you, and they said, "Father, what if we don't have any snow for Christmas? We're going to have a brown Christmas." And I was like, "You guys are so ridiculous, because we're not even a couple weeks out of even Thanksgiving." I said, "A lot can change in 7 weeks." Then I thought, well, I got to give them something encouraging. So I said, "Well, have you guys even prayed about snow?" And it was like this light bulb went off in their minds. Like, and they gave me a thumbs up, marched off to class, and here you go. So it's the prayers of a child. They're very powerful. They're very, very powerful. And we're stuck with the results. But everything during this time of year, everything in nature, in God's creation, it's speaking something very clearly to us. When you have the snow settle in and it gets cold, nature, God's creation, it's saying something very, very clear to us. Slow down. Because everything about it is meant to force us to slow down. When it gets cold like this, when the snow socks you in, you can't be buzzing about like you usually are. It's saying, slow down. In this time of year, this season that we began, the Lord God is saying something very clear to us. As we enter into Advent, He is saying, slow down. That we're not held captive anymore to whatever the culture is doing in terms of this time of year being busy, 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 busy. And you're stressed and everything just becomes this blur. Like before you know it, we're into the new year and then it's already into February, and everything's just this great blur. But of course, you know, we've gotten really good at some things, right? Us modern people, we've gotten good at things. We've gotten really good at ignoring not just nature, but also God. And so we do that. We say, well, we know better, and we have ways to keep going in the midst of this. And so we ignore nature, we ignore God, and then we keep going. And by the time we get to the end of the Christmas season, we're like, ugh. We're flabbergasted that we're completely drained. And we have this deep, lingering sense that we missed something. That we missed something of what the incarnation and the celebration of Christmas and the season of Advent that's supposed to prepare us for that. That we missed something there. Because we hear that the time of year, but also the season, is one that we're meant, and the Lord is speaking very clearly to us directly and through His creation, slow down. And we kind of just roll our eyes and we're like, yeah, if that's possible, it is possible, because you're not held captive anymore. You're not held captive. You have a choice. Believe it or not, you have a choice. Because the Lord has freed us for something greater. But the greatest danger, you know, isn't that you come to the end of the Christmas season and you're like just drained and fried and have a sense that you missed something. That's bad. But the great danger is that the Adventus Christi, the advent of the Lord, can be something that we miss. We can miss it. The church speaks about the two great comings of the Lord, right? The one that happened in the past, Christmas, and the one that will come in the future when the Lord returns, when each of us will meet Him. But in the midst of that is there's also the third coming of the Lord, which is right in the present as well. The Lord gives us, His church as a whole, certain times in which He wants to do something in the life of the church and in every individual. And He desires enter into your life in a particular way during this time. He desires that, and He will. But it requires something on our end. That we have to slow down, we have to simplify things, say no to things. It's possible. It's a word you can say. I know your parents taught you not to say it when you're young, but you can say it. No to things. So that you're able to wait for the Lord. And you're able to prepare. And that when He comes in your life, you'll recognize that. You'll recognize His coming and His presence there with you and with your family and whatever He's doing. And this can look many different ways. But what the church gives us, particularly in this season, enter into time of prayer. We were not created to be beings that are just busy, busy, busy all the time and distracted. God didn't think, you know what? I want to create beings in My image who are just busy all the time and who just go through life like stressed out 75% of the time. That's what I want to create. No, He didn't say that. He created us and He freed us so that we can be beings who actually know Him, who actually recognize Him with us, doing things in our lives. And so prayer of slowing down and even just speaking to the Lord in terms of gratitude of, Jesus, thank You for what You've been doing in my family. And I recognize over the last year that You've been doing this in the lives of my children and in my life. Praying and asking for His grace in areas of struggle that might be there. Knowing that He's active and He's doing something with that. We were creatures that were created for meditation and contemplation. For adoration, to just sit with the Lord. So that we're able to recognize His presence. And what this does is it's not just, okay, don't miss that. The season of Advent and Christmas itself is meant to bring us deeper conversion. It is. So that we know with deeper, unwavering faith that Emmanuel, God is with us. He's with me. He is with my family. And I can even recognize some ways in which He's acting there, in which He's clearly making His presence known. It's the great grace of this season. We were not created to be slaves to the busyness of our lives and this culture. We were created to be children of God. And so I encourage you during this season of Advent, embrace that. You have a choice. Adventus Domini, the Lord is coming. And He is coming and desires to enter more deeply into your lives. Do not miss that.